Are you looking for an athletic scholarship? You're in the right place. This is the Recruit Me Athletic Scholarship Podcast, the longest-running podcast on recruiting and athletic scholarships. We're here to help your family navigate the recruiting road all the way to an athletic scholarship. He's a recruiting expert and a dad of two college athletes. He has a wealth of experience to share. Here's Recruit Me CEO, Brent Hanks.
Welcome to episode 399 of the Athletic Scholarship Podcast. Occasionally, I like to go back into the Athletic Scholarship Podcast archives and reflect and review on one of the past episodes. The Recruit Me founder, John Fugler, started the Athletic Scholarship Podcast in October of 2015, and most of John's episodes are very relevant today, here in 2024. Today, I'm going back to April of 2017 and reviewing episode number 37 of the Athletic Scholarship Podcast. The episode was named, How to Rise to the Top. John, in his own way, gives you 3 points to take you to the top of the college coaches list of recruits. Let's dive into and review episode number 37 of the Athletic Scholarship Podcast and give you the 3 important points of how to rise to the top. Remember to listen next week as we celebrate the Athletic Scholarship's 400th episode and the Athletic Scholarship Podcast being the world's longest-running recruiting education podcast that benefits both the recruited student-athlete and their families. The Athletic Scholarship Podcast is part of the Recruit Me education business. My name is Brent Hanks, and I am the owner and CEO of Recruit Me. Recruit Me's goal is to provide you, whether you are a potential student-athlete or the parent of a potential student-athlete, with as many free and inexpensive recruiting resources as possible. You can find the Athletic Scholarship Podcast on your favorite podcast app, and a new episode hits every Tuesday. The Athletic Scholarship Podcast is the world's longest-running recruiting education podcast. Other resources that RecruitMe provides are the free Recruiting Power Pack, which is available on the recruit-me.com website. You get a download with the first steps to an athletic scholarship, an audio file about how to use videos, and a free player profile template. Just sign up on the recruit-me.com homepage. Also, you can sign up for the free RecruitMe monthly newsletter that gives you monthly recruiting tips, advice, and links to last month's The Athletic Scholarship Podcast episodes. The RecruitMe 3.0 Athletic Scholarship System gives you a 200-plus page manual and workbook to take you step-by-step through your personalized recruiting journey. You can get the RecruitMe 3.0 system for only $39. You will get the 7 steps to an athletic scholarship and much, much more. Step 1, select the right schools to contact. Step 2, write a great introductory email. Step 3, create your one-page player profile. Step 4, build your own recruiting questionnaire. Step 5, track your communications. Step 6, send one-page updates. And step 7, make your school choice wisely. Go to recruit-me.com to get your recruiting plan today. Past episode number 37 is called How to Rise to the Top, and John Fugler gives you 3 points to take you to the top of a college coach's list. These points are on top of the RecruitMe philosophy that you need to recruit colleges to recruit you. Here's how John started episode 37.
And I want to talk to you in this episode about how to rise to the top. Athletes, you want to rise to the top not only when you're competing, but also you want to rise to the top in this whole recruiting thing on coaches' lists. You want to be coaches' top recruit, not just at one program, but several. So you have something to choose from when this recruiting experience ends, when it comes down to decision time.
The first of John's 3 points is you need to prepare. Just like in your sport, you prepare to play your sport, your games, by preparing to learn your sports skills, training on those skills, and training in the weight room. If you don't prepare to compete, then, well, you know what the results will be. Here's John's intro to his first point.
The first one is prepare. How are you going to rise to the top? Well, you need to prepare. You need to be ready. I mean preparing in the recruiting process, and I mean preparing athletically. There's such a parallel with sports and recruiting. The stuff you do in competition and the stuff that you do in the whole recruiting pursuit, this athletic scholarship pursuit. So you need to prepare in recruiting.
These are parallels about preparing you in your sport to preparing you for your recruitment. Just like you learned your skills at an early age, the earlier, your freshman or sophomore years of high school, you learn about recruiting, the better. Then you take what you've learned, like you need to list your parameters on what you want in a college experience, then you need to build your college list, then you need to write an introductory email and build your player profile and recruiting questionnaire. Preparing will help you to perform when your time comes. Preparing on how and when you need to contact college coaches, send your emails and videos, and how you need to stay in contact with coaches are very important, and they help you to actually do the things that you need to do. John's take on being prepared.
Don't wait for things to happen. You make things happen. But before you go out into that recruiting field, be ready. Get your routine together. Be prepared.
It is hard to be at your best if you are not prepared. It's like a third baseman closing his eyes and not knowing the number of base runners or the outs when the ball is hit, and then opening his or her eyes and catching the ball, and then not knowing what to do once the ball is caught. The reaction to the third baseman will be slow, and probably not the right play or reaction, and most likely a bad decision. When the fielder prepares ahead of the pitch to the many situations that could occur, then he or she has a better chance to make the right play. If you don't prepare your recruiting fundamentals and understand that you need to recruit and contact college coaches, then you are just hoping a college coach finds you and that it will be a good fit for you over your college career. Don't wait for things to happen. Prepare for and create as many opportunities as you can. John challenges you to not only prepare for recruiting on paper or by contacting coaches, but prepare athletically.
That in your athletic life, you would take it up a notch. What is it that you can do to really prepare for your next competition? What can you do on a regular basis to prepare to be at your best when you begin your competition? What is that? What are those things? Think about it. Parent, talk with your son or daughter about it. Athlete, talk with your parents about this. You know, what can I do to prepare athletically? So,
the second point John brings up in episode number 37 is to present. What does that mean? It means to present yourself to college coaches. Take what you have prepared and present your assets and accolades to the college coaches. John presents present this way.
P that I have for you is present. And what do I mean by that? Is that you need to present yourself. I've already alluded to that. You've got your materials ready. You've got your tools ready. You're ready to present yourself to college coaches.
Just like in the preparation stage, you need to present to coaches both athletically and academically. There are elite athletes that can just present by their athletic performance, but a large majority, and most likely you are in this large majority, must present athletically, academically, and by marketing yourself to college coaches. As John says in the episode, the good news is that you don't have to be that elite athlete to get an athletic scholarship. By contacting coaches and presenting yourself and showing interest in their program, you will get on their radar so that you can start a dialogue. You have to contact coaches. You have to present your stats, your newspaper or social media write-ups, your team and individual awards for your conference, your region or your state, and your school or club organization. You not only need to present yourself in emails, DMs, tweets, and videos, but you need to prepare to talk face-to-face or on phone conversations. And you need to present yourself over and over again. Conversations are not one and done, and you need to prepare and be able to present in your recruiting process. You must continue to present yourself when others are not, and when new recruits enter the coach's radar.
You want to keep top of mind. You want to be top of mind with these coaches. There are athletes contacting them, and they're going out and seeing athletes, and they're meeting them face-to-face all the time. So if you just do this one and done where you send something to a coach and they respond back to you and it sits there, or maybe you get back to them a few weeks later and that's it, and you expect them to pursue you, that's not going to happen. You need to continue to present yourself. Parents, help your son or daughter to do this. They're going to get weary. They're going to think it's a waste of time, but you can see the bigger picture, parent, and you help them, encourage them to continue to present themselves, to continue to contact the coaches. And as they begin the relationship with coaches, continue the relationship. Present yourself continually so you're top of mind for these coaches, and we're talking about in this episode, rising to the top, how to rise to the top.
Here's John's introductory to the third point, proof.
So we have prepare and then present. And the third thing is prove. You got to prove that you have athletic talent to these coaches. You've got to prove that. You got to prove to them that you got academic ability. You have to prove that you are a man or woman of character. You got to prove that. And that comes in a lot of different ways. When you think of athletics, as you perform to your best all the time, because you never know when they're watching. You never know when somebody's shooting video of you.
The third point from episode 37 and the Athletic Scholarship Podcast founder John Fugler is proof. Proof means that you have to prove continually. Prove that you want to play for that college coach and that college program. And that you have to prove that you have the talent to play for that coach and that program at that level. The point about preparing will help you find schools at the right level or the levels that you can compete. Prove yourself every time that you train or play a game or a match. You're not going to perform well or flawlessly every time, but give your best effort and attitude every time. You never know who's watching or videoing. Effort and attitude cost you nothing. Don't just depend on God-given talent or physical attributes. Present yourself in games, videos, box scores, and ID camps or showcases the best that you can. Also, if you are getting recruited or have committed to a college, you must continue to prove yourself. I have seen early commits get their offers pulled because they didn't grow or improve up to their signing of their national letter of intent their senior year. Remember, only a national letter of intent at the NCAA Division I level with an athletic scholarship attached is a binding contract. Go listen to episode 277 of the Athletic Scholarship Podcast to learn more about national letters of intent. When a student athlete commits early at a college at the Division II or NAIA level, have to know that their offers can be pulled for athletic and academic reasons up until the start of the college freshman year. Prove yourself and don't give a college a reason to pull your offer. John ends with this advice.
You need to get better. You're not just the athlete now that the coaches are going to sign to a scholarship when that time comes. You need to be better than you are now. So continue to improve so you can prove yourself. It's not what's on paper. It's not your stats that are going to get you that scholarship. It's not your stats. It's beyond that. Yeah, the stats help, but the coaches want to see your character. They want to see that you are a good fit.
Episode number 37 is one of the many helpful past episodes of the Athletic Scholarship Podcast. Go to recruit-me.com to get all the past episodes. Invest your time to listen to multiple episodes, episodes that will help you throughout your recruiting journey. John's three-point advice on how to rise to the top on college coaches' recruiting lists are great pieces of advice that you, the student athlete, can implement anytime in your recruitment. Prepare. Prepare to be recruited. Prepare to perform in your sport and prepare to get ready to play your sport in college are ways to rise to the top. Present. When you prepare, you'll be ready to present yourself to college coaches. You must present yourself on the field, the court, the pool, or the track. Present yourself with your performance and your demeanor as you play. Then you need to present yourself in your communications and contacts with coaches. The final one is proof. Prove yourself athletically and academically. Prepare, present, proof. Now go get recruited. Today is episode 399 of the Athletic Scholarship Podcast. I invite you to join me next week to celebrate episode 400 of the Athletic Scholarship Podcast. The Athletic Scholarship Podcast is the world's longest running recruiting education podcast. I will have a special guest for episode 400. The special guest will be the founder of both RecruitMe and the Athletic Scholarship Podcast, John Fugler. John started RecruitMe in 2002 and the Athletic Scholarship Podcast in the fall of 2015. Join me next Tuesday for the celebration of episode 400 and for more recruiting advice nuggets that will change your athletic scholarship future.